Triple M's ruined dits for breakfast. From Adelaide to around the world, the top three things you need to know.
Yeah, great news for travellers and families, Jars and Byrne, because New Zealand has opened up. So the New Zealand government yesterday decided to open up the Trans-Tasman route without quarantine restrictions from midnight on April 18th. So there'll be a lot of relieved people and families. As I said, airlines are expecting close to 100,000 people a week between Australia and New Zealand. And direct flights from Adelaide to Auckland start on May the 5th. So, and also from April 19, Qantas and Jetstar will operate 122 services a week on 15 routes, and you won't need the vaccination either to travel. Oh, here is New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern talking about it.
While we absolutely wish to encourage family and friends to reunite and visitors to come and enjoy the hospitality New Zealand is ready and waiting to offer, those undertaking travel on either side of the ditch will do so under the guidance of Flyer Beware. People will need to plan for the possibility of having travel disrupted if there is an outbreak.
There you
Excellent.
Go.
And Virgin Airlines won't start flights until late October.
Right. Okay.
Why is that?
Yeah, good question. Good question,
Maybe we should do a show from over there, Jazz. Over and
a great
golf.
Idea.
Ooh,
great
to Maddie.
Idea.
Queenstown?
Yeah, Queenstown.
Yeah,
nice.
Like a beautiful place.
Across the
New
Dutch.
Zealand.
Across the Dutch.
What's it like playing cricket over there?
It was good, but they gave it to us.
Yeah, they don't
Aaron Lehman
do
got hit by a fish on the boundary line. They threw a fish at him.
The big
boof.
What kind?
Did he eat it?
What kind of did he eat it?
Jeez, you're not allowed to get hot with a fish.
Did he hit it? Hit it for sucks?
Listen to you blokes, honestly. Yeah. Let's go down to the Adelaide Crows. Daniel Talia will be out between 8 to 10 weeks as he recovers from that foot surgery. He's been having that little niggle for a period of time now. It's a blow. It's a blow to him because he's out of contract, Byrne.
Yes, he is.
He needs to be playing football.
He does. But I tell you what, Jordan Butts has just slipped into his role perfectly as that lockdown defender. He intercept marks. So he'll be keen to get back, Jars, because every time you're out of contract, you're under pressure. So he'll be looking forward to that.
Matty Crouch is still weeks away from running. So obviously they want to make sure he's ready for the second half of the year. And the Adelaide Crows Sandful side, who got belted last week by South Adelaide, they've just signed up former Eagles champ Chris Hall, who wasn't required down there at Woodville West Torrens.
Right.
So Chrissy Hall will add much needed experience and class to that young Crow Sample side. So congratulations to young Chrissy Hall, who's been a champion player at the Eagles, but no longer required. So
he's a good man. I'm worried about Crouchy, Jars. That was just a little hip or groin issue, but it's long, turning into a long time off.
Lingering now.
A little bit worried. Hey, boys, I got one for you. The English singer and TV star off X Factor in the UK has come out. I don't know whether you keep things, Jars, of the kids and, you know, scrapbooks and, you know, if they're in the paper or sporting events, but she's come out. Stacey Solomon is her name, and she says she keeps all sorts of things of her kids. Now, I want to take you to a couple of things she keeps. She keeps umbilical cords of her kids.
I don't know.
So just don't know what that would look like after a few years in a jar. But one thing that caught my mind was she's kept her kids foreskins, Jars.
No.
Foreskins.
Yeah,
now,
well,
why? Well, I don't know. that's what I'm asking you.
I don't have a problem with it. A lot of mums out there would do that.
Well, you don't have a problem with keeping a foreskin in a jar.
A lot of mums would do that. Yes, Heyday.
I've got my hand up so you don't actually. I could just go, guess what? It's not like it's going to end badly.
These are the curls from his first trip to the barbershop.
And nobody wants to see
those. Oh, you kept all those baby teeth.
Come on. Don't tell me you kept his umbilical cord.
Of course not. That's Greg's foreskin.
Does that meet the blockers?
Catherine blew it there, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry.
So where would you keep this jar? Would you just keep it on the shelf? Would you hide it? Is it for anyone that comes around and visits?
No.
You can hold it, touch
it. Have you done that with your
just
two little cubs?
Just don't keep it.
You
That's
don't
keep
have
it.
Have you done your two little
of course
ladies?
Not. No. Oh, what do you mean? Have I done?
Have they had that been circumcised yet? Byrne, have you halves? Is he going in or?
He's done. Yeah, no. Lovely. You do them pretty early, Jars, in the first couple of weeks. Get it out of the way.
My mum waited till I was 8.
He So she did it as a term of punishment to you, did you? Because you were mucking around all the time.
I'll cut it off. You are 6 years behind in life as in general.
Keep that up, Andrew, and I'll cut that thing off.
You may remember that 80s TV show MacGyver where old mate will get himself out of lethal situations by improvising whatever was around to get out of trouble. For example,
water pressure? Yeah. 3,000 pounds of thrust ought to do it. There any seatbelts left in that crate?
Yeah, lots.
Rig up a couple of harnesses for us.
And makes a flying suit to get out of trouble. So around here and around SA, you'd be able to do something like that. We call it doing a MacGyver, and that's exactly what Bernie Vince has done.
Here we go, Bernie.
Yeah, I had my own little... I loved the show too. I used to watch it. It just kept on... Just surprised. I thought, no, MacGyver's done. He's done. Every time I watch, and he just sucked me in every time. Yeah. He'd get out of everything. Look at that, making a harness out of a seatbelt, Jars. How good. Hey, I had a little MacGyver moment on... It was Easter Monday, Jars. Yeah. I thought, well, no one does it tougher than a mum, a new mum... not that Abby's a new mum, but a new baby. Olivia's, what, up to about 5 weeks old now? So not a lot of sleep during the night, and they do an incredible job. So I thought, you know what, Easter Monday, I'll take both kids for a little drive. Good took boy. Them for a little drive.
Give her a break.
Yeah, give her a break. And I thought, you know, make sure I've got everything. And I was like, the pram, yep, tick, got the pram. Both kids... I had to tick them off to make sure I put them on the That's list important. Just in case.
Car seat.
I haven't got them. No, they got the car seat, right but the, yeah, the pram and the nappy bag. So the nappy bag, boy. Just grabbed that, threw that in. A drink bottle. Nice. Harvey loves his golf stick, so we're going down to the lawn and, you know, he just runs around hitting his golf ball around. Yep. So I thought, right, everything's right. Get down there and on the way I start to, oh no, God, I've got to change someone straight up. It's Harvey. He sort of decided to drop a turd on the way.
Okay.
Anyway, we get down there, and I thought, oh, well, it's perfect. I've got the nappy bag, got everything ready, just get to the park, get him out. I thought, just open up the back of the Prado, lay him in the back, Olivia in the car seat, car running, aircon on, perfect.
Beautiful.
Lay him out, open the nappy bag.
Bang.
There was three nappies in there. All extra small ones, all Olivia's.
Oh, no.
I didn't check inside the nappy bag, Jazz. So I've gone, well,
here we go.
What do I do here? I'm looking around thinking, what have I got? I had a set of jumper leads. So I thought, they're not going to help unless we need to like reboot him. Right. He did give him a bit of a jump. Yeah. Thought, no, I'll put them away.
Right.
And then I had some electrical tape. And I had a long sleeve T-shirt that I think I used going fishing a bit.
Yes.
So I thought, well, you know what? I'm down here. I've got to make the most of this. That's so I get Olivia's little nappy, which I thought, I wonder if this reaches around him. I slid it under him.
Yeah.
It just didn't reach.
No.
So I'm thinking, right, now maybe grab the jumper leads again.
Olivia again?
Olivia, 5 weeks.
Right.
And Harvey's over about two and a bit.
Yeah.
So only just covered his tackle, to be honest. And I grabbed it, and they just thought they didn't. They obviously didn't reach. So I'm thinking, right, electrical tape, jumper leads. I'm thinking MacGyver. What would MacGyver do here?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, do I cut a seatbelt off and make a harness? Nah, I didn't really think that. But what I did is I got the electrical tape jars, put the nappy on him to cover him as much as I could.
Good
electrical
boy.
Tape around the front.
Yes.
Just did two laps, so then it's all connected, not going anywhere. And then I grabbed the fishing long sleeve T-shirt and put that on like an extra nappy safety kit. And tied it up at the front.
That's
just didn't put his pants back on. He's running around the park hitting the golf ball. I'm like, how good am I? I've just made light of this situation. I'm like, the people around this park, they're looking at Harvey. He did look like a bit of a homeless kid. But I was thinking, they don't realise what I've put him through, how I've got him here. And you know what? Abby didn't know any different.
There,
he got home, straight back in the nappy, and we were safe, Jazz. So I want to know what your MacGyver moment is. John from Manopara West. Now, what was your MacGyver moment?
Oh, well, I took the young daughter. She was about three. We went fishing.
Yeah.
And she was sort of prone to getting blood noses and that, but I packed virtually nothing. Actually, nothing, I should say. And we were just starting to get on the bike.
Yep.
And she pulls out a blood nose, doesn't she?
Oh, no.
So she randomly starts to freak out.
Yeah.
So I grabbed bread and I stuffed it up her nose.
Bread.
Right freak.
Yeah, wow.
Soaked up the blood.
Well done. Soaked it all up. I took a couple of photos, sent it to her mum at work. Needless to say, she was not happy.
There's your first mistake.
But she looked so cute. So.
Brilliant.
Yeah, nice. Well, make sure you don't throw that bread over. You might have a big fish lurking around, a big white pointer.
Exactly.
133353, watch your MacGyver moment after Bernie Vince fashioned a nappy for his two-year-old using a newborn nappy, electrical tape, and an old fishing shirt. Now, we will point out he wasn't home. He was actually out down at the park. So we want to know if you can beat that on 133353.
Let's go to Paul of Mount Compass. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, legends. How are we all?
Young man, yeah, what's good. Your MacGyver moment?
Mate, my young fella, he'd come away in the truck with me. He used to spend a bit of time with me. Anyway, yeah, the rules were when I was asleep, if he needed to go to the toilet, he could just stand outside the truck and then just jump straight back in. Anyway, he needed a poo and he pulled his pants down around his ankles and he's done a dump straight back in his jocks. Anyway, he's pulled them back up. And when I've woken up, he's told me of his dilemma, and I didn't understand. I said, shamey, and I was just about dry reaching with the smell of it. So by this time, it had pretty much dried. So I didn't have bugger all with me, so I just had to throw his jocks away and line his pants with toilet paper and get him home and in the shower.
Yeah, we've all been there.
What? No, we haven't.
Taking a dump out the side of the truck. Oh, I have.
Great call, mate. Let's go to Cameron of Bellevue Heights. Good morning, Camo.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Good.
What's your moment?
Yeah, I was pulled into one of the shopping centres down south, and my wheel fell off the trailer. And next, you know, I'm bloody, the wheel's going past me. Oh, shit, going here.
That's not good.
No. So I rang up one of the local tyre joints down in Ranella there, and one of the boys came up and goes, shit, man, I don't know what to do, yeah? It was after hours. It was pushing on 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So luckily I had some tyre wire in my car, so we jacked the trailer back up, we put the wheel back on, we tyre wired it back on, and we limped back down to his workshop.
Nice work. That's probably a bit that's illegal, a but I like yeah, that.
Well, get a canary.
Had to get home. Back. My old man back. Did that with six rams in the back the other day. Well, yeah, just dubbed him in.
Let's go to Terry, Virginia. Terrence.
Hello.
Your Angus MacGyver moment, my mate. What's happened?
Well, I was out cutting firewood out in the woods when I got there. Accidentally left my lights on.
Yep.
Got on my wood cut, loaded up in the ute. Go to leave, car won't start, truck won't start. So I took my chainsaw bar and chain off, unhooked my alternator to the car, wrapped it around the pulley on the chainsaw, started the chainsaw, and I wound that alternator around a million miles an hour and charge the battery up so I can start the car.
You're joking!
That is a fair dinkum, MacGyver.
Oh, my God.
What?
He has to be a brilliant mechanic as that well, surely.
That is Angus MacGyver. Actually,
he needed my jumper leads.
Good on you, Terry. Let's go to our last call. Carol of Barmer Lodge. G'day, Carol.
Hey, how you going? Good morning. So I went to a party a few years back now. Got locked in the toilet.
Oh, no.
Because the lock jammed. Yeah, I had a history of that. And, like, because the music was so loud, and every time the music sort of came to a bit of a lull, I'd be banging, screaming, trying to get out of this toilet. Nobody missed me, which was really great.
Oh.
I know, right? Anyway, so they had a soap dispenser in there with a really thin metal sort of rod thing that the soap comes out of. So I unscrewed the soap dispenser and I used the little skinny metal part of it to pick the lock and get out.
Yeah.
You pick the lock.
Good work. Good work. Very good.
That's unbelievable. There's no window to get out of.
No.
It was bought and they boarded it up. They refurbished and they redone it.
And then back on the dance floor, Carol.
That was... I know, right?
Christ, please, Hato.
And nobody had even, really missed me there. My husband's, drunk and he's going, there you are. Where have you been? Oh, my God.
Hey, anyway. Maybe it was your husband that locked you in there.
Oh, wow. He thought he'd have a chance.
I tell you what, Carol, you have got $100 to spend at the district at Sky City, Adelaide's ultimate entertainment destination.
Awesome.
And... Don't get locked in the toilets there, please.
Oh, I was going to say, it didn't involve jumper leads and it didn't involve children. So.
Yes, the state and federal government have been put under a lot of pressure for the slow rollout of the vaccine here in our beautiful country. And let's talk to our resident GP, Dr. Lane Hinchcliffe. Good morning to you, Doc.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Welcome to the Rush Hour. Now, mate, please explain why it's been so slow, the vaccine rollout, in this beautiful country of ours of 25 million people.
Yeah, look, there's certainly been some hiccups along the way. Oh, look, I think, to be fair, we know it's a pretty unprecedented time, and this is a new thing which we've never had to do before, roll out a vaccine this quickly in this sort of number of cases. But, yeah, there certainly has been some things that I think that could have been done a little bit differently, could have been maybe done better. Maybe hindsight, we'll look at some of that and learn from it.
Hey, Doc, it's just about coming up to winter. A lot of people will be wanting to get their flu shots. How does that marry up in terms of getting the vaccine as well?
Yeah, so absolutely. You can get both. And the recommendations are that you just need to have 2 weeks between them. So for a lot of people now, they're not eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine and the flu vaccinations are coming out. A number of our patients are getting their flu vax straight away. For those who are looking to get their COVID vaccine in the next couple of weeks, we are advising them to do that first and then do their flu vaccination a bit later.
Doc, is it safe?
Is the COVID-19 vaccination safe?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, look, it is. It is safe. And I mean, I just to give you a bit of insight, there's a lot of things that are going on and a lot of reports coming through with media. And I think it is fair to say that this has happened all very quickly. But we in the medical sort of had to spend a lot of time doing some training about the vaccines before we were even eligible to be able to administer them. And I think that looking at what's been done by the medical experts and the science experts and that, there certainly hasn't been any corners cut. I think things have been sped up very quickly. We are dealing with something that's obviously had to happen very quickly because of the fact that we're in a pandemic, and that has put us in a pretty unprecedented time. But the research certainly shows that that all the standards for safety have been met, and then the experts are still recommending that we proceed.
Hey, Doc, do you get will us in Australia get a choice of which vaccination that we actually get in terms of the companies that are bringing out different vaccinations? Do we get a choice?
Yeah, it's a great question. Look, a simple answer is no. If you are going to get a vaccination through the general practice community, which is going to be the majority of Australians, the AstraZeneca vaccine, so the Oxford vaccine, will be the one that will be on offer. That's the same one that I'll be having and all GPs essentially will be having. The Pfizer vaccination is really being concentrated on the hospital settings. And I think there's a number of reasons as to why that's happened, but certainly the early data suggests that the long-term effects are probably going to be fairly similar anyway.
Chatting with Dr. Lane Hinchcliffe, will it be mandatory to get the vaccine, Doc, in South Australia?
No, there's no talk of it being mandatory, and I think that's really important to know. I think that people can certainly access information. And if you are worried about it, please do your research, but make sure that you're looking on reputable sites, because there's a lot of misinformation out there. Whether or not there might become, you know, mandatory things for health workers, you know, that maybe there might be restrictions for people who haven't been vaccinated working in certain areas, I think that remains to be seen. None of us are really sure what's going to happen there, but certainly people will have the choice as to whether to receive the vaccination.
Doc, thanks for your information there, mate. Have a good day.
You too, guys. See
ya. Thank you, mate.
Dr. Lane Hinchcliffe, our resident doctor. The
Furious. It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
Two callers ballot out by answering 5 questions. The one with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious
Five. 133353, please join us. It's a quiz that's sought after around the globe. There is awards coming my way. This is my baby, the Furious Five. There's 5 questions.
It's a shambles.
There's lifelines available. One question, if you get the correct answer, you get a point. You boys will be doing the questions. So 133353, come and play. All right?
Come and play with Papa.
Come and play.
Is that genuinely your tagline? The Furious Five, come and play.
Yeah, that's how we're selling it now. All right? I'm trying to get a sponsor for this segment too, for the rush hour.
And you'll be going through all the rules and that sort of thing.
I'll go through the whole lot.
Yep, nice.
And the family are piling on as we speak. So I really appreciate the support out there in the brekkie.
Look at the calls coming
through.
There
you go. See?
Wow.
You know, I better not go there.
He must have said something right, Jazz. I didn't hear it, but you must have said something.
All right, hey, let's go, baby.
Okay, here, give us a call for the Furious Five.
I just said that.
Have a play. All thanks to... Oh, it still doesn't have a sponsor.
The Furious Five. It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
Two callers ballot out by answering 5 questions. One with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious Five.
Okay, welcome to a Wednesday Furious Five family. Now, we've got two contestants. Bob from Golden Grove. Good morning to you, Bob. Bob.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Bobby.
Good morning.
Yeah, right.
We've done that, haven't we?
Jeff from Trot Park. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, how are you?
Who's your favourite player?
Good question.
Going to be long.
Good question. Well, you better be quicker than that in these questions.
All right, chaps. 5 questions. Call your name out first if you think you know the answer. There's lifelines available. We've got 1 point for the correct answer. If he gets that wrong, then the opposition player can have a crack at the question. There's a tiebreaker question. My two little buddies have got the questions organised. Chaps, listen carefully to question number one.
I thought you had the questions.
Oh, don't ruin it. Don't ruin it on Brekkie Radio. Who's done the 5 questions?
Well, who was meant to do the 5 questions? That was
you were
what
meant
they
to hand
saying.
Us the questions.
Yeah, don't tease me. Please tell me you've got the questions.
Oh, I can make some
on,
up.
Bird. Oh, this we'll is not to... right.
Come on, we'll work something out. I've got one.
What?
I'm just going to have to make them up.
Question one, please,
Burn. Go. All right, boys, you ready?
Ready.
What year was the very first iPhone model released?
No.
Stupid question.
It's a good question.
Call your name out first if you think there's a lifeline.
Mid-2000s.
Jeff.
Yes, Jeffrey.
2007?
Yes!
Yeah, hey, no.
That's a great get.
Well done, Jeff.
Did you Google that?
Right, good stuff. Gregory, number two.
Yes, Crows' Daniel Talia has picked up another injury. What is he having an operation on?
Jeff.
Yes, Jeff.
Foot.
Oh, yes. Jeffrey from Trump
Park, you're sharp. Bobby, are you there?
I'm here.
Good boy, Bobby. Yeah. Question 3, please, Burn.
This is a car question. Which animal can be found on the Porsche logo?
Jeff.
Yes, Jeffrey.
Oh, Jeff.
The bull?
No.
No. Right, Bobby, you've got an opportunity and there's a lifeline.
They also race?
Horse.
Oh.
Burn?
No. What did he say?
He said a horse.
Yes!
I thought he said... Yeah, Where'd you go, Burn?
I thought he said Porsche.
2-1. This is a good quiz.
This is a good quiz.
Number 4, please, Greg.
Yes. Okay. Who was the Port Adelaide player that returned to training this week?
Jeff.
Yes, Jeffrey.
Sammy Bell Pepper.
Yes!
Well done, Jeff.
Well done, Jeff. Bob's conceded. Question 5, please, Burn.
Oh, we're going to ask it anyway?
Yeah, that's what we've got to do. It's part of the rules and conditions.
I didn't hear that.
Don't bat chat. Just get the question out.
If you go to a pub and ask for deer meat, what is the name that goes by?
Oh, that's a good question.
Bluey.
Bob.
Jeff. Yes, Bob.
Bobby.
Oh, venison.
Yeah!
Oh, Bobby.
What's he won, Hato? What is Jeff from Trot Park won?
Bobby hasn't won anything.
Yeah. 3-2. $100 to spend. Beautiful. At the district at Sky City, Adelaide's ultimate entertainment destination. Well done, mate.
Well done, lads.
Well done, Jason. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. That's fantastic.
Jazz,
well
do we
done,
want
boys.
The tiebreaker? Or?
Yeah, give me the tiebreaker question. Okay. I'll answer this one. Here we go.
Which boxer was known as the greatest?
Oh.
Or the people's champ?
Yeah. Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yes, Jazz. Yeah. I thought you were going to say Andrew Jarman.
Oh. That's off air. No.
Oh, God.
Good stuff, Hayday. There you go, family.
It's the rush hour, fill it in four. No, 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 no. Well, no, go for it, please.
Mate, it's your segment. You've got to come up with the questions. Nah. That is lazy.
This will be spoken about after the show.
How good were our questions we just came up with off the cuff?
Didn't know about the deer.
Ab-libbed.
Didn't you?
No, that was
venison. Everyone knows that. Venison. Haven't you heard that?
Well, I'm not a real big meat
eater. You're eating something else.
Oh, no, you retain fluid, don't you?
It's a herbivore.
You retain fluid.
Well, what'd you call me?
A herbivore.
Who's he?
You eat. It's not meat.
Yeah.
Cheeky Greek.
Jeez. It's the rush hour. Fill it in for ruined its.
One of my idols growing up, Burn and Jars, was Greg Norman, the Shark. Now, in recent times, the Shark is all about himself.
Isn't he?
And nature.
His rig, his tan.
He likes walking along the beach with his
that really
blue
excites
shorts
him.
On. And he just...
Mate, he looks so fit.
He's ripped. Now, he sold his property in the States. He's going to move back to Australia. And he sold it for a ridiculous amount of money, like $60 million or something. But he took one last shower.
Yeah.
And his wife decided to post it of him showering outside nude.
Yeah.
So she shared it with the whole world. So he's at it again. But it reminded me of you, Jars, because you always talk about you've got an outdoor shower at home.
Yes.
And you like showering naked.
Love it.
Outside.
You don't do that, so Jars.
Can anyone see into your backyard?
They can, yes.
Oh, right.
But I don't care.
God.
I love it. I love it. And. Mate,
what do you love about
earth? Well, you're earth and you're just in your own little bubble. You just got that nice water and you don't have to worry about I've got my pool there, so I can
nice
jump in
water.
The pool, I can jump back out, I can do the Wim Hof. I honestly, it just relaxes me so much. And I could do it at 10:30 at night. I'll just go out there and have a quick shower.
Make it.
I don't care.
See, I've got an outdoor shower as well, but it's designed for when you get out of the pool.
Yeah.
You go and wash the chlorine off and get it through your bathers, so the chlorine comes out of your bathers as well. And also because people can see inside.
I don't care. Well,
you don't care if people
good. They won't see a Greg Norman-like figure.
I wouldn't want to
when
see
they look at
nah,
him. Right?
They
Let's
definitely
just make
won't.
That clear because he looks ripped. 97% of people having showers outside live longer.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah, but I mean, when you shower outside nude, you get the Henley breeze, you get the sunshine.
Thank you.
Does it ever bother any of the Crows players when they're over for a barbecue?
No, it doesn't because that barbecue never happens. Hey, so you share outside.
So people can see next door.
Yeah, they can look in.
They can see 360 degrees. I don't care.
What would
so
they
they've
see?
Got a choice.
What would they see?
That would be Greg Norman's sound, but what would Jars' sound be?
Hairy back.
They'd see Buddy William Wallace. That would a hairy back. I don't like hair on my body anyway.
So, yes, you do.
Personally, Blue, Burn, how many other people other than Jars and now Greg Norman do you know that shower naked outside?
Anyone? Zero.
I'm pretty sure you're on your own here, Jars. You've got to be.
1-3-3-5-3.
Oh, we've got to throw it out, are we?
Yes, I am, because I want to get the support that I need, because a lot of us do it and a lot of us love doing
it. No one's going to call. What a waste of
time. That's what our body's designed to do.
No one showers outside.
Mate, I am free willy, baby, and I don't care.
All right, let's see. Let's waste some time here. 1-3-3-5-3. Do you shower naked outside?
What's the issue with Greg Norman having a shower? Nude.
Well, there's no issue with him, but there's an issue with you.
Triple M.
I told you I was right, Hayday. The
why
phones
so many
are lit up like
these
a tree.
Are your mates.
So many calls.
Yes, exactly. Greg Norman has gone.
Surely
that's gone viral with him having his last shower at his mansion that he sold for $60 million, moving back to Australia.
Yeah.
It's gone viral. Me having a shower outside down at Henley Beach.
Hasn't gone so viral.
Take a photo and put it up.
You want me to
take a photo and put it up?
No,
on
he showers nude.
No.
Those big white
butt look like a bloody look like a bloody dugong on a fishing line.
What did you call me then? A
dugong.
What?
A dugong.
Let's go to Nicole of Allenby Gardens. Good morning, Nicole.
Jazz, you are an alpha male. You just come in there and give them what for. Bernie and Greg, honestly, what crude you boys are. Truly, aren't you proud of your bodies regardless?
Thank you, Nicole.
That's it, Jazz. You carry on.
Thank you, my love. There you go. Nicole supports me.
I want to keep my body to myself.
Let's go to Paulie of Broadview. G'day, Paul.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Are you with me or against me?
Bathing nude outside.
I'm with you, Jazz. That's
the boy. What? What? For the neighbours to see and all?
That's the boy.
We used to have a pool, and so I used to have a solar shower outside, and I've moved into a different place, and I don't have a pool, but I'm thinking of getting another solar shower. Outdoors.
That's concerning.
You make sure you get one, Paul, because it's the best thing we've done. The therapy of having a new shower is wonderful.
Speaking of therapy, inside. You guys might need therapy. There's something wrong with you.
Jill from Plimpton South. G'day, Jill. Good morning to you.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Talk to me, please.
I recently moved into a retirement village. I'm 68 years old, and I've installed an outdoor shower. And, of course, an absolute riot in the village. People just can't believe that I'm showering outside. The guys promise that they're going to bring their towel and their bathers over and shower with me, but so far it hasn't happened. But I love it. I like this. I sit on my chair in the shower outside, and I look at the trees, I look at the sun or the moon, whatever, and I look at the birds flying by. It's wonderful.
Oh, love you, Jill.
Love it.
Thank you for your call. Can I get a prize for Jill? Can we find a prize?
We will find a prize. It'll be a 6x4 glossy of Andrew Jarman Sharon naked in Henley Beach.
Prize is a mirror. A mirror.
I'm going to bring a chair. I'm going to start sitting down in a chair in my shower outside now, nude.
Oh, geez.
Thank you, Jill.
Jill, you've influenced Andrew Jarman now.
We don't want more.
They'll see less.
Put a shower chair, a footstool down, and you can reach toes and. Scrub your back with your long scrubber and, it's fantastic.
Jill, can we go as far as to say, to sort of celebrate this moment, would you let Andrew Jarman come around with a chair and shower at your retirement village? Do you reckon the residents would like that, though?
No.
Well, I think it's a hoot.
No.
I wouldn't call it a hoot. I'd call it more of a small owl. But thank you so much for your time, Jill.
Well done,
we will see what we can do. Get her details because maybe... Please so you're not alone, Jazz. You're not alone.
Thank you very
don't
much.
Don't do that, Jazz.
This isn't good.
You boys,
don't go to the retirement village. It'll be quickly empty.
Yeah.
Triple M.
The New Zealand travel bubble is here, and we couldn't be more excited with so much to offer over there. Get your tickets now to experience the truly beautiful land of New Zealand. Now, I have been there. It is one of the great places to go to, including hundreds of once-in-a-lifetime experiences like snow skiing, patting sheep, amazing hiking treks, and they haven't got golf in there, but they've got some tremendous golf courses. This is the chance to experience a beautiful country like never before and international borders opening. Visit amazing places such as Jars.
Whippia.
Yep.
Mount Tarawawi. Te Uruwa. Inipu. Shag Point. And the place with the longest name in the world. Oh, no, don't. Don't do this to me. New Zealand, we'll see you soon. Top of the morning to you.
Where's Shag Point? Shag Point?
No, this is a paid spot. Like, you got to... Charles, where are you going? Charles, we're live. What are you doing?
Inipua.
Yep.
Inipua and Shag
Charles,
Point.
Get back into the studio. Why don't you just shout at the producers?
Don't you dare.
Don't go back out there.
You've got to realise how I rock. You don't stitch me up. I can't read that word out. There's about 70 words to it. I'm a dyslexican. I got kicked out of Guinness Plains at year 10. What are you doing? Don't start me, Greg.
New Zealand, we will see you soon.
Pretty sure the way we stitched you up with a live commercial for New Zealand, I'm pretty sure you're done with those.
Visit amazing places such as Jars.
Whippia.
Yep.
Mount Tarawawi. Te Uruwa. Inipu. Shag Point. And the place with the longest name in the world. Oh, no, don't. Don't do this to me. New Zealand, we'll see you soon. Top of the morning to you.
So this is a paid spot. Like, you got to... Charles, where are you going? Charles, we're live. What are you doing?
Don't you dare.
Don't go back out there.
You've got to realise how I rock. You don't stitch me up. I can't read that word out. There's about 70 words to it. I'm a dyslexican.
Now, Jazz, you know it was a stitch up. There's, I'm going to give you what is what we call the live read script again. Down the bottom, that is quite a long word. Now, even though a lot of those names we did stitch you up on, do you think that name down the bottom, have a crack at it, is real?
Well, I think it is, isn't it?
Give it one more crack.
No, well, I'm not.
Have a go at it, Jazz. Come on.
Tuma, aka, aka.
That's not bad.
Brilliant. There you go.
That is an actual
place.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I can't believe you didn't get that, Jazz.
That's piece of cake.
That's simple. That is simple.
Hey, have a good Wednesday, loves. I've got to go.
Where are you going?
Well, I'm going to have a shower.
Please, no. Back tomorrow morning.